Hello and welcome to The Master's Voice, the podcast series on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend, Pawan R. Chawla. And with me today is somebody who is a remarkable professional, a thought leader, who is a globally respected brand design architect, if I may. Jacob Benbunan, who is here all the way from Madrid in Spain, visiting India. And what's brought Jacob to India? Well, the ABP network is implementing a complete and total change in the overall brand identity of all its news channels, which is ABP News, ABP Ananda, ABP Majha, ABP Asmita, ABP Ganga, and ABP Sanjha, along with the network's digital platform, ABP Live. A momentous event indeed. And the ABP network has turned to this amazing brand architect, Jacob Benbunan, to create the entire new brand identity. And that's what we are going to be talking about today with someone who is a much sought-after speaker at the best creative design conclaves. And here he is with us on The Master's Voice, the podcast series on MediaBrief.com. Jacob Benbunan, welcome to India and to The Master's Voice.
Thank you very much. You made me blush, Pawan. I am very thrilled to be in Delhi with my friends from ABP Network and ABP News. It's a pleasure to be in India again.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jacob. And it's a pleasure to have you here too. And now quickly, to set the context, let me tell my lucky listeners about Jacob. Introduce him to those rare individuals who may not know too much about him. So Jacob, by your leave, here goes. Jacob's a veteran thought-leading captain in the international branding industry with 34 years of stellar experience and co-founder and global CEO of Saffron Brand Consultants, which has offices in London, Madrid, Istanbul, Vienna, and Mumbai. Jacob has participated in and led branding programs for YouTube and Facebook in the US, Swiss Re, AkzoNobel and NG in Europe, and Tata and L&T Infotech in India, Kyocera and Fujitsu in Japan. Stellar, towering brands. Jacob is a member of the advisory committee of the IE School of Design and Architecture. He graduated cum laude as Bachelor of Science and received a master's degree, both in, hold your breath, engineering from the Boston University. Okay, and he's also co-authored the book, the very popular book, Disruptive Branding, which appeared in the spring of 2019. So that's briefly about Jacob Benbunan. And as I said, Jacob Benbunan is in India visiting especially to be present at the unveiling of a big rebranding of one of India's most respected news media conglomerates, the ABP Network. Jacob, you've done wonderful work and are a highly respected brand architect, if I may use that descriptor. And you've worked for important mandates, crucial large mandates from Facebook, YouTube, Tata's and L&T, amongst other multiple other brands. So before I ask you my first and perhaps obvious question, allow me to congratulate you on having received the trust and mandate from one of India's best known and the highly regarded news media conglomerate, the ABP Network, which operates excellent television news channels and also has a vibrant and significant digital arm, the ABP Live. And now my question, Jacob, for someone who's worked with brands across and towering brands across social media, insurance, assurance, PAR and multiple other sectors, was working for a major news network like ABP Network a first for you? How did it feel to receive the mandate from Avinash and his team at ABP Network? Long question.
Thank you, Pawan. It was when we were approached in the summer of 2019, it was thrilling. It was a thrilling conversation we had. Getting a call from one of India's most respected houses is always quite exciting. But when we got to realize it was all about the news network and how it had to adapt to new realities, we were thrilled.
So Jacob, do you first experience a brand that seeks your help, or do you first read the complete brief and then take your first look at a brand from the perspective of a new brand identity? You know, you're planning a new brand identity, you've got a brief. You say, okay, I'm not going to read the brief first. I will first experience the brand. How do you approach it?
To me, it's better, always better, to experience the brand myself. I don't really know what the specifics of the brief is, mm-hmm. but I think it's very, very important when I don't know the brand. Normally, you know, when you know the brand, you don't need to go and experience it because you know it. But when you don't know it, which was my case in the case of ABP News, naturally, because I don't live in India, I don't watch the news, Indian news through ABP News, I got to experience it, which was very, very important. Obviously, where ABP Live in English, I could follow ABP, the other ABP, which were in either Hindi or Bengali or Maharashtra. It wasn't easy, but I got someone to translate those for me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's always very important to experience your clients before reading the brief, because a lot of the time, a client tends to write a brief from, I dare say, even from a navel-gazing standpoint. One of the very first tasks that an advisor, a consultant has to do for a client is to really let the bushes out of the wood so that they don't let them see the wood. And I think it's very important that you take the brief and you rebrief again the client, or you actually challenge the brief, because a lot of the time there's many things that have not been included in the brief, or there's other things that have been included that do not really need to be that specific, or it's an easy answer. So long story short, I experienced the client and then I read the brief and then I meet the client again.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, it's very important to actually sort of experience firsthand a brand to gauge its essence, its core values, its USPs, what makes it tick, and also whether the communication that the brand is actually sending out, is it actually communicating what it says it wants to? So, Jacob, you experienced the ABP network without any suggestive brief, okay? And yeah, when you experience that and the kind of offerings and connections that the ABP network has had with its customers, consumers, and stakeholders, what did you discover? What were your first impressions? What is the personality of that brand, the ABP network?
When we started working, we realized that there's two sorts of channels, of news channels in India. One, there's channels that have lost the soul. Channels that really have adopted an international, or they wanted to adopt an international look and feel, and by adopting an international look and feel, they've lost the soul, and that's very sad. On the other hand, you see channels that play with the clutter of elements, the colors, the type, the moving image, and we realized that there was a wonderful opportunity for ABP News to stand out, to not be a copycat of international TV channels, and to not be a copycat of the domestic news channel, and to really own their own territory, to really differentiate themselves, because they really represent something that is unique, because they have the legacy of ABP and they represent this uncompromised impartiality.
So well said, Jacob. And how did you perceive the news channels in India from the lens of, you know, someone who was told to rebrand an entire news media network?
The reality is that, I mean, on the one hand, as Wittgenstein said, perception is reality. So when you're not Indian, you see two very similar realities, two very similar experiences. You see two screens over contaminated with information, with words, with images, with bombarding ideas that actually mesmerize you for all the amount of data that gets into your mind, into your head, in such a small thing. When you start to realize that what ABP stands for, when you start to realize that ABP is, on the one hand, an organization that stands for uncompromising truth, that stands for really enabling an informed society, that understands the nuances and differences, obviously, that exist in India, you see that there's enormous opportunity with what you see today and what you could see. Many of the visual assets that ABP had at the time to be revisited, had to be revisited for starters from a practical standpoint, which is the world has become digital and the visual assets were not designed to be digital. So on the one hand, one had to really convey the, or bring in the reality that ABP News needs to live in a digital realm. But then as you took the engagement, you started to realize to what degree you needed all this clutter in the screen, and to what degree could you really convey this idea of honesty, of bold, of storytelling. If there's something that you realize with ABP News, is that they're real storytellers, that they are, and they tell it in bold. They stand for the truth and they want to say it without any paraphernalia. And many things could be improved and many things could be adapted. Now, as we start working on it, you start realizing how the legacy of Star should be disconnected, how that arrow, that three-dimensional arrow that you see in the symbol, which is a legacy from the time of Star India, could disappear. How do we make this into something that could really live and be fluent in the digital age? Then how could you be the same brand but in different languages? How the descriptor of the ABP local network in Maharashtra, in Bengal, in Punjabi, wherever you were, how typographically this could be articulated, and how could this actually come to actually finding a balance between I am a single, it all comes from the same voice, but it gets adapted to the realities, the culture, and the idiosyncrasies of the different states where I apply. The beauty about working in India, which is something we learned when we started working with Modern, the bread brand, is that people that do not know India do not understand that India is not a country. India is a universe in its own right. And the beauty, the challenge of being engaged by a news network for a universe in its own right, so as diverse as India is quite a phenomenal opportunity that if you're lucky, you get once in a lifetime.
You're tuned to The Master's Voice, the podcast series from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavanar Chawla, and with me is Jacob Benbinan, a veteran thought leading captain in the international branding industry and co-founder and global CEO of Saffron Brand Consultants, with whom I've caught up in India. Jacob's visiting to be by ABP Network's side in person as they share details about their whole new brand identity across broadcast and digital. What's Jacob's connection? Well, this renowned brand architect has conceptualized the entire new brand identity with the team at ABP Network. We'll take a short break and come back very quickly. Don't go anywhere. Just enjoy some seconds of cool music. And we are back. This is Pavanar Chawla on the Master's Voice podcast series on MediaBrief.com. And with me is the renowned brand architect Jacob Benbinan of Saffron Brand Consultants, who's conceptualized the whole new brand identity that the ABP network has rolled out across their broadcast and digital platforms. So Jacob, let me ask you this. Once you experience the brand and realize that, okay, this is what it is like, and you know, you did speak about the core personality of the brand, which was the attitude towards approach towards news, boldly, without coloring stuff, being middle of the road and being completely impartial, right? So you got that. How did the ABP branding team describe it to you when they first came to you? Okay, there was a description of the network, and then there was the brief itself. What was the ask?
Originally, the ask was more of a technical component than a strategic component, which is something that tends to happen in India. Normally, people approach branding agencies when they have either an aesthetic challenge or a design-specific challenge. They do not really enter into the consideration of what is the strategy behind the brand. What was really, really good from the very, very beginning was that when I met with Avinash and then I met with Rama and Sonia, they understood that without a solid and profound strategy, without a reason, anything that could be applied to the visual expression would be aesthetic. And there's no point in doing an aesthetic exercise. It has to be solid and it has to be grounded. It had to be grounded in the strategy. And the strategy was quite simple at the moment. I mean, it was a very straightforward reality, which is I am fundamentally a broadcaster and need to have a business model that sustains my reality. I need to really move into something that would create recurrent revenue. And you could think about the digital experience and whether to what degree business models are working. So that means that the ABP ecosystem would be incorporating new ventures, new ways of ensuring the stickiness of their viewers and increasing their viewers. They would actually start attracting viewers from different generations, viewers from not only the millennials, but also Gen Zs. And to what degree should we be not only fluent in the digital world, but also fluent or speak the language that the millennials, or be a brand that could be attractive to millennials or to Gen Zs. And that you start really thinking and start seeing there's something in here that is quite interesting. Then when you mix this with the DNA of ABP as a group and this uncompromising commitment to truth, to be impartial, to not really play any games, but just provide the information needed so that society becomes an informed society. To do it with the element of drama that only a fantastic storyteller, only a bold storyteller can do. Then you start mixing IQ and EQ. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? And the how is where we really, our team of creatives can really come in and start working and playing with what are the different assets from a visual standpoint that could be introduced so that we evolve this brand to become a brand that is relevant to new generations, that is fluent in the new medium, and that could be open to new sources of revenue, new businesses, new offers that have to do with lifestyle, that has to do with entertainment, that have to do with anything which can be aligned with the ABP brand, but that is not only about the news.
Right. And in fact, you did mention that advertising revenues were falling down, and I'm sure that that applies. Perhaps that speaks more about the entire industry, the news industry in India, the business in India. And it was a bit of a travesty because, you know, during the lockdown, especially the news channels, many of them did get a lot of viewership, and ABP network did stellar work. And you know, what's really nice about this entire thing is that here is a network that has actually done extremely well, but still has the gumption, not, I wouldn't use the word gumption, but has the vision, because they are a future forward thinking kind of a company. And absolutely, they realized that we are looking ahead. Let us go ahead and rebrand ourselves, give our brand the new identity, because what we call the new normal, I think, is half a permanent normal now already. So their businesses, how they will reach out, how they will connect with people, the greater value that will be added. Now, I want to know, what did they tell you in their brief? Their brief, like you said, was tactical initially, that we want to do some aesthetic changes. But when you mentioned the strategic part of the whole thing and looking at it completely holistically, I think it was wonderful on their part to say, yes, this makes eminent sense. Is that what happened? And how did you react to that?
There's nothing best that really engaging with the client and to really realize that the client, there's a certain degree of symbiosis between you and the client, that the client understands your what you can provide with, and you understand that what is exactly the need of the client. This is why it is fundamental that when you work and when you get engaged in brand exercise, your access to the CEO, your access to the promoters is paramount. We had the privilege of really building a very close relationship with Avinash, meet the promoters on a number of occasions, and you could start seeing that from different standpoints, the planets were getting aligned. And in my relationship with Avinash, I could understand, I could at the beginning read between the lines, and as he started trusting me and I started trusting him, that he would tell me where the pains were and how, or what he needed for the pains, what he thought he needed for the pains to disappear. And when we came up with ideas for these pains to disappear, he would really accept those in a very constructive way. And this is how the magic happens in the relationship between the advisor and the client, the agency and the client. And I have to say that this is what's happened with ABP News, because it's been a phenomenal exercise, not only at my level, but also my team has had the opportunity to liaise with Rama and Sonia and of course Avinash, and build a confidence that has produced fantastic work. I have to say that I haven't been that the number of meetings that Avinash personally has attended has been endless, and that's quite a sign.
It's really wonderful to see, as you said, you know, the symbiosis that every consultant dreams of. And in fact, if I may say so, you're the kind of consultant that every CEO would dream of, because you see, there are consultants who will take the easy route out, saying, okay, this is what he's asked for, let's give it to him. Let's not say, no, you need to really, you know, you're looking at the bottom end of the funnel. Let's look at the broader one and look at the bigger perspective. What if they throw the baby with the bathwater? But you said, no, this is what you need, and this is what I think you should. And they really responded well.
You're tuned to The Master's Voice, the podcast series from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla, and with me is Jacob Benbunan, a veteran thought-leading captain in the international branding industry and co-founder and global CEO of Saffron Brand Consultants, with whom I've caught up in India. Jacob's visiting to be by ABP Network's side in person as they share details about their whole new brand identity across broadcast and digital. What's Jacob's connection? Well,
this renowned brand architect has conceptualized the entire new brand identity with the team at ABP Network. We'll take a short break and come back very quickly. Don't go anywhere. Just enjoy some seconds of cool music. And we are back. This is Pawan R. Chawla on the Master's Voice podcast series on MediaBrief.com. And with me is the renowned brand architect Jacob Benbinen of Saffron Brand Consultants, who's conceptualized the whole new brand identity that the ABP network has rolled out across their broadcast and digital platforms. It is not just an aesthetic change. It's not just a tactical something here, something there. It's the entire brand identity. It's not a partial rebrand. It's a total, complete refresh, relook. So how did you conceptualize this whole thing? How did you decide what to use? How did you approach this from the visual language perspective, from what you would use, and essentially trying to build something that would resonate with the objectives and the aspirations of the brand to continue its commitment to its viewers?
On the one hand, we knew that what was paramount was that this visual expression had to be fluent in the digital world. Okay, that was like a must-have. From a identity standpoint, ABP News had grown to really detach itself from the legacy of Star India visual identity. So on the one hand, we had the need to make this visual expression fluent in the digital world. And on the other hand, we had the challenge to really come up with a visual identity that would have a life and an identity, if I can be redundant, in its own right. So we let the bird free from the cage, if you know. I mean, we took the arrow out of the box. We flattened the arrow because we wanted it to work nicely and simplistically in the digital. And we brought in air. Then we started introducing an element which for us was very, very important. Instead of having static arrow, what we wanted was to introduce the metaphor. And a metaphor that could work for ABP News in its willingness to really embrace this idea of bold storytellers and uncompromising impartiality. And this was a compass. So what we did was we evolved a static three-dimensional top of point of an arrow into the arrow that moves like a compass and that shows you, the user, where the north is. So us users of ABP News would use ABP News to see where the good, honest, direct, bold piece of news is. And for them telling us an arrow, a compass that would tell us, this is where you have to point, this is where you have to go, this is what you. And when one started playing with this, you could really start to introduce a certain degree of dynamism in the visual expression that had a lot of legs, that had a lot of potential. Then we continued working and introducing elements of motion. And the element of motion that we most fell in love with was something that I first came to India in 1987. I came to India many, many years ago, even before India got open to the world. And one of the things I realized was the beauty of the textiles, of the fabrics that women of all ages wear wherever you go in India. And no matter whether in Rajasthan or whether you're in Tamil Nadu or whether you're in, this is on the one hand, a common denominator about the Indian woman. And on the other hand, you can start to see the richness of the different textiles that abound in your country. And what we did was to introduce an element which was a moving, waving fabric that on the one hand was the representation of the different threads that create the society in India, and on the other hand was something that really covers from a almost motherly standpoint, which is the mother in India. And that element actually became part of the fundamentals of the visual, of the new visual identity of ABP. There's a wrapping element, there's an element in the background that is always there that represents something unique in the world and something unique for every one of the parts of this country. And when you start introducing motion, when you start introducing elements of the compass, when you start introducing then elements of sound branding and how and to what degree the sound of ABP News is uniquely ABP News, we started saying, listen, oh God, these are the dots are connecting here. Because one of the things we, and this is the beauty of having a presence in Mumbai, one of the things we didn't want was to come up with a visual identity that would be international, a visual identity that would be vanilla. We wanted to create something that was fundamentally, genuinely from this part of the world. I mean, I cannot say I wanted to create a brand which was Indian, because to me, that's a bit of a stupid thing. What is being Indian? Being Indian is being for all of you, but obviously someone from West Bengal and someone from Tamil Nadu or someone from Punjab or Rajasthan, nothing to do with each other, but they haven't got that much to do with each other. They use different languages, they use different scripts, they use different cultures, they have more literate, they're more religious, they're less this, they like football, they like cricket, So I can't say, and I wouldn't fall in the trap of the ignorant foreigner that comes here and say, I want something that feels very Indian. Well, that's a total mistake. But I wanted something that really resonated with the different facets that make the Indian realm. And this is what I believe we've managed to achieve. If it wasn't for Avinash, Rama, Sonia and the team, it would have been impossible, obviously. But I think we managed to come up with something which is quite interesting.
Wonderful, wonderful. No, I've seen the packaging and I think it is truly remarkable. Very, very remarkable. An Indian ethos executed brilliantly to the best world-class international standards. I just think it's a beautiful flowing entity with everything so perfectly in place. Really tells a great story and represents the brand beautifully. So now, why don't you tell us how many elements have you created? What kind of elements? I mean, various. First, there is something for the brand, then there are the channels, the packagings, the different transitions in and out, whatever comes inside while the news is on. There are so many aspects. I mean, even as something as simple and tactical as a brake bumper, for God's sake.
Okay. I lost count. I've lost count, but what was really, because once you started doing stuff and once you started really understanding the need that a news channel has for the many different assets, then you can't refrain yourself from losing count. The reality is that some basic principles that have to do with the arrow, the way ABP is expressed, the typography that is incredibly powerful and supported by Dr. Ross. I mean, we could really create a collection of descriptors of the different channels in a way that they all feel they belong to the same family, and yet they're all written in the different calligraphies, which is fascinating what we managed to do. We've introduced these elements of sound branding. We've introduced a very clear color palette that, although it is in the fashion of news with the red and the white and the black, and elements of gold, introduce this element of the textiles, etc. They're very, very well defined, so that you're really creating consistencies. And then with this, we started introducing a number of guidelines for the way motion happens. So motion does not happen in a gratuitous way in ABP News. There's always a reason behind the way the fabric moves, or the weather forecast moves, or sports will start moving. There's always a reason behind the motion construction. And when you start working and adding up, there's, you realize the complexity of defining brand guidelines for a news network. But that's what we've worked over the last year or so.
So Jacob, this has really been an engrossing story of a complete new brand identity being rolled out. Now, how much time did it take from the first casual conversation to delivery?
From July 2019 to December 2020. Count.
That's a lot of hard work. My God, did you even create the fonts?
Yes, of course. Everything was developed.
Oh, the fonts also were new. Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
And what kind of sound packaging have you given it? I mean, what does it evoke as far as the personality of ABP is concerned?
The work was developed by, was commissioned locally, and we were asked to sit and comment. And that's the way we work. The way we work is we normally subcontract the development of sound branding to people that really specialize in sound branding. The team here sourced firm locally, and we were asked to really react and think and comment on how well this sound would represent the brand identity of ABP News. And it does in a phenomenal way. Mm. And people, as soon as people start looking at the jingle, or listening at the jingle, listening at the tone, listening at the whole set of elements of the sound branding, it's quite an achievement. I think I am personally very, very excited about what they've achieved in terms of the sound brand.
Wonderful.
You're tuned to The Master's Voice, the podcast series from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavanar Chawla, and with me is Jacob Benbunan, a veteran thought-leading captain in the international branding industry and co-founder and global CEO of Saffron Brand Consultants, with whom I've caught up in India. Jacob's visiting to be by ABP Network's side in person as they share details about their whole new brand identity across broadcast and digital. What's Jacob's connection? Well, this renowned brand architect has conceptualized the entire new brand identity with the team at ABP Network. We'll take a short break and come back very quickly. Don't go anywhere. Just enjoy some seconds of cool music. And we are back. This is Pavanar Chawla on the Master's Voice podcast series on MediaBrief.com. And with me is the renowned brand architect Jacob Benbunan of Saffron Brand Consultants, who's conceptualized the whole new brand identity that the ABP Network has rolled out across their broadcast and digital platforms.
Okay, Jacob, let's talk about ABP Live. I mean, I'm amazed, you know. You said in the beginning that, Pawan, you made me blush with that introduction. Well, you are so fair, you look like you're blushing all the time. But then, if one were to go by appearances, one feels, oh, Jacob is an amazing expert. But then, how are you such a truly digital maven at heart? I mean, I would expect that you probably had kids running around who are into digital stuff in your team who would say, hey, let's look at it like that.
Well, to be quite honest, when you're 59, you cannot claim that you are natively digital, and I'm not natively digital, but I am a true believer that you build a company and you build a brand, you build a fantastic agency by surrounding yourself by people that are better than you in many, many, many things. And I have been fortunate enough to be able to find out people that are much better than I am in many things. Amongst those, my digital team. And these guys are the guys behind fantastic works that, as you mentioned, YouTube, or work that we're Facebook. Doing at the moment for Facebook. An incredible work that we've done this year for Swisscom, which is Switzerland's national TV network. And we've developed all the entertainment system for Swisscom, okay. Branded, rebranded, Blue. And we're working now for Austria's TV network called ORF. And this team was very fluent in digital and very fluent in broadcast design. And when we got engaged with ABP News, they immediately understood that the digital manifestation of ABP through ABP Live had to be considered, had to be felt seamless in experience if you compared it with the broadcast. ABP, what you see of ABP Live today and what you see of ABP Live in a year's time is, oh God, let me tell you, it's ages away. The ABP Live is going to be, all the manifestation of ABP in the digital world is going to be surprising day after the other.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So you actually took the entire gamut of every individual element and entity in the packaging and brand personality of ABP Live, the erstwhile stuff, and you've completely revamped it. Is that what you've done?
When we did not revamp it ourselves, we really advised on how to do it.
Okay. So are you happy with that?
Yes, as I said, it's really, really good.
Wonderful. So Jacob, you said you've been in India several times and you came in the late 80s the first time. So what has it been like coming into India and experiencing it across, you know, after a lot of gaps in your travels?
I haven't counted the number of times I've come to India, but if I tell you I've been here 100 times, I wouldn't be exaggerating. When Wally and I,
Wally Ollins.
Wally Ollins and I created Saffron in 2000 after we had worked together for 10 years in Wolf Ollins. And when Wolf Ollins got sold to Omnicom, Wally and I decided to start Saffron. And Wally had this thing with India because he had started his life, his business life here in 1965. And when we came here about, God, I don't know how many years ago, 12, 13 years ago, I fell in love with India. I mean, it was, it's the sheer energy and power and talent and diversity that you see in this country has no equal in the world. And coming to India, doing work in India, I mean, you mentioned that we worked with LTI, and I mentioned Persistent, and I had the privilege to work with Wally, with Ratan Tata, and then we worked with Apollo Tires, and we worked with many, many companies here. And it's Modern, I mentioned before, ABP News this year, and every time I have the opportunity to be being selected by an Indian client to advise them, it's a joy. It's a joy because it's really, really great to be able to come to India.
Wonderful. Super. So Jacob, if you were not privy to the ethos of the ABP network, okay, because you are, because you've rebranded the whole thing, understood, got into the essence of the soul of the brand. You know, if you were just a business person out there, a custodian of a business, and wanted to take the news channel route for advertising and reaching out to target groups, why would you and would you choose the ABP network once you saw the packaging?
We live in a world which is a world of post-truth. We live in a world where fake news abound. We live in a world where we don't trust, we had a hard time trusting our politicians, our leaders, and where we have not been really given, I mean, particularly this year, we haven't been given a lot of light at the end of the tunnel from an information standpoint. Uncertainty has not been cleared. If anything, it's abounded because of the lack or the contradiction of information that we've been given left and right. I think if there's something I've learned about ABP as an ecosystem, and ABP News in particular, is that they will do not compromise to tell the truth. That whatever you see is what it is. That they will not try to fill some airtime for the sake of filling some airtime, even if it's a half-cooked piece of news. And I think being apolitical, being married to truth, and having the commitment of building an informed society from a moral standpoint, I think there's something very big that has to do with ABP, which has to do with morality. Wonderful. And ethics. I would do not doubt that this is the channel I would, or the medium I would use to communicate. Because if anything you should strive for is honesty, truth, and bold storytelling.
Excellent. Married to the truth. Indeed, the ABP network has always been that, really. So thank you, Jacob, very much indeed for your insights and wisdom. I'm sure it will benefit every listener of the Master's Voice podcast series. Let me tell you, it reaches more than 95% of all global podcast listeners across the top podcast directories across the world. So it was a pleasure that you graced this episode. And I am sure that every professional in the media marketing, broadcasting, media buying and related fraternities, everybody is going to absolutely love this, truly reflective of the ethos of the ABP network packaging. And I can say that this truly ranks amongst some of the best packagings that I have seen in a very long career.
All the credit goes to the ABP News team. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been where we are today. I think we've only been an agent. We've only been facilitators. All the credit goes to Avinash, to Rama, to Sonia, to the team. We're just humble facilitators.
So Jacob, thank you very much indeed for being on the show. Any thoughts on our conversation today on The Master's Voice on mediabrief.com?
I found, now that I found you, I mean, I'm going to return the flushing that you made me go through at the beginning. I found you one of the most entertaining interviewers I've had in my 30-odd years of professional career. It's been a pleasure being with you, honestly. And you've asked the most relevant and pertinent questions. I look forward to my next interview with you.
Wonderful. And so do I, Jacob. I am flattered. Thank you very much indeed. Your passion, your experience, your knowledge, your wisdom, all of that coming across so beautifully and giving us really invaluable insights into the creation of this wonderful packaging of the entire ABP network across linear and digital with ABP Live 2. I think this is going to be a cut and keep, or rather a save and listen to again episode. I'm indeed grateful that you have actually added phenomenal value to the Master's Voice on MediaBeef.com.
Thank you for having me, Pavan.
Jacob Benbenan, my dear friends, a veteran thought leading captain in the international branding industry with 34 years of stellar experience, the CEO of Saffron Brand Consultants, was my distinguished guest on this episode. He's really added enormous, phenomenal value, and I'm sure you are going to take away a lot of insights. With that, we come to the end of this episode of The Master's Voice on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend, Pavan R. Chawla. Till we come back again with the next one, stay safe. Bye-bye.